Talk about class mobility. TV's George Jefferson, who owned a dry cleaning business, often sparred with nemesis Archie Bunker, a dock foreman on the 70s sitcom All in the Family. Eventually, George opened a chain of stores and left his blue-collar neighbor far behind in Queens. By the way, according to a chart of TV dad earnings compiled by Salaried.com, George earned more than $500,000 in today's dollars, compared with Archie's $45,000. On the bottom was James Evans Sr. of Good Times, who made zero. Blake Carrington, the passionate oil magnate dad of the 80s primetime soap dynasty, managed, between family intrigues, to earn TV's top salary, roughly $857,000. That was in the go-go 80s, but even in the go-slow era of the late 90s and today, TV dads are much richer than real-life dads, richer even than their TV predecessors. In fact, adjusted for inflation, TV dads now earn twice that of their 50s counterparts, fueled, says Salaried.com, by the popular TV dad jobs of today, such as lawyer, neurosurgeon, psychiatrist, and real estate developer. Even Homer Simpson is relatively well off. A nuclear safety inspector, he takes home about $65,000. How expensive can it be to live in Springfield? The culture of TV families has changed along with their class. Accountant Ward Cleaver made only $48,000, but as sole breadwinner, he earned the respect of June, Wally, and of course, the Beaver. Now, with so many mothers in the workforce, regardless of class, it's often been noted that on TV today, Mom is the Ricky and Dad's the Lucy. TV usually lags behind reality, but it catches up and then quickly overdoes it.
Oddly enough, TV's first reality show of sorts arrived in the form of a family sitcom. Running from 1952 to 1966, The Adventures of Ozzie and Harriet offered the comings and goings of Ozzie and Harriet Nelson and their real-life sons, Dave and Ricky. Although Ozzie once alluded to a past life as a band leader, he seemed to have no visible means of support. He just hung around the house and enjoyed his time with the fam as the boys grew up, got married, and their real-life wives joined the show, which put us in mind of another TV dad, a much more recent one, who was also an erstwhile musician with no money problems who hung around the house. His show also featured his real wife and kids. Come to think of it, his name was Ozzie, too.
Please don't get drunk or get stoned tonight. Don't f***ing piss up like I don't drink, don't take drugs, son.
No.
Ozzie Osbourne must have understood that he was just another in a long line of TV dads, though perhaps the richest of them all. His life was retro, his theme was retro, but his paycheck was very third millennium.
Crazy. Hey, but that's how it goes.
I'm Ira Flatto, host of Science Friday. For over 30 years, our team has been reporting high-quality news about science, technology, and medicine. News you won't get anywhere else. And now that political news is 24/7, our audience is turning to us to know about the really important stuff in their lives. Cancer, climate change, genetic engineering, childhood diseases. Our sponsors know the value of science and health news. For more sponsorship information, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.